It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. According to the latest Drought Monitor report, about 40% of Wisconsin is experiencing moderate to severe drought. 90% of the state is abnormally dry. Even after some rain in parts of the state over the weekend, with heavier rain in Milwaukee and the surrounding area, there are ongoing concerns about dry conditions. That can lead to things like burn bans, bodies of water lower than normal, brown lawns, and stressed crops. In just a bit, we'll hear from a Columbia County crop farmer on her experience dealing with weather extremes here in Wisconsin. First, we turn to Devin Biggs, morning meteorologist at Newswatch 12 in Rhinelander. Devin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. Good to be here this morning. And yeah, it's definitely been dry here, even across the Northwoods. And yeah, I've had people even coming to me, and even being at the Oneida County Fair, it's definitely been dry across even Pioneer Park and Rhinelander.
How dry is it up there? Because you are in the kind of the worst part of the state right now when it comes to dry conditions, or close to.
Yeah, definitely. I've had people tell me that water levels have been going down. And as you mentioned, the worst of the drought's been here from Oneida County, Price County, Ashland, Iron Counties, Vilas Counties, and even up into the UP too. So I've been seeing grass getting rather crunchy out there, and even seeing some dust flying through the air too. I think it's messing with my sinuses a little bit too, so I question allergies too. I'm even concerned about fire danger too, and which made me check the fire danger across the state, and DNR has it at a moderate level for now, but still I'm a little concerned that could possibly get elevated as we move on if we don't get some rain. And when I did my forecast this morning, I'm pretty concerned for the Northwoods.
Yeah, a lot of Wisconsin got some rain coming through over the weekend, but as I was reading the maps, it swung south of you, and you missed that relief. Do I have that right?
Yes, you are correct. And even forecasting this morning, when checking the upcoming forecast for Tuesday, southern Wisconsin does have more rain on the way. Up here, it's not looking very promising, and which is not great to put it that way, because we need the rain up here. And Wisconsin's a very diverse state with lots of forests up here in the Northwoods, and lots of crops down south too. And we're known for a lot of farms up here too. But I know corn, soybeans down south, they need the rainfall too, but we also need it for our ag up here too. So this lack of rain is not great.
Now, what's driving this stretch of dry weather? Is this, hey, you're having bad luck and everything keeps swinging south or north of you, or is there something more fundamental here?
Yeah, so it's kind of a mix here. We've had some bad luck lately. We've had a shift in the jet stream where these large domes of high pressure have been pushing the jet stream north. And we've had these extreme weather patterns, too. We've had these big discussions, and definitely more of a polarizing topic, I know, as of late, too, which I know people aren't a big fan of talking about. The climate has been changing as of late, too, where it's been driving some of this extreme weather. And we have an El Nino that's kicking in, too, a stronger one than usual. Usually that kicks in more in the winter. And we've already started to see some more of the warmer waters kick in the Atlantic, or in the Pacific, excuse me. And I have my suspicions that might be kicking in some of these weather patterns. And we've had some of these warmer, drier summers as of the past recent years, too.
Devin, you mentioned the concern about fire. We've got big fires in way over in Spokane, Washington now, but we've got the Boundary Waters fires just across the border in Minnesota and then into the Canadian border. Do you have concerns that if these dry conditions continue where you are, we could see something similar?
I don't think we'll see it that bad, though, because we've seen worse drought conditions, too. 2023, when doing some research, we've had worse drought conditions, so. And during my almost 8 years in Wisconsin, we've had big fires, but not to the extent of what what Minnesota, Canada's had, at least to my memory, and to the Pacific Northwest. Wisconsin, to my knowledge, has had a wonderful organization of firefighters that's been on it with putting fires out, and at least up in the Northwoods, we have a lot of wetlands too. So at least that I could tell, most fires don't get that out of control, but I don't want to knock on wood. we hope it stays that way.
All right, Devin, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thank you.
That's Devin Biggs, morning meteorologist at Newswatch 12 in Rhinelander. Now we turn to Sarah Lloyd, who farms in Columbia County. She's president of the Columbia County Farmers Union and works off-farm for the UW as a research coordinator in the Department of Community and Environmental Sociology. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me on.
Well, we got some rain over the weekend. I think you probably hit some of that in Columbia County. What are the dry conditions looking like for you over the last few weeks?
Yeah, it's been stressful, as I think all farmers see drought and experience drought, and it means stress. We are thankful for the rain that we got. We got probably about an inch and a half or a bit more here. You know, my husband and I farm. We were dairy farming with his family, with three families, up until about 2 years ago. And so, you know, what we're seeing is corn is really stressed out, and on lighter ground, like more sandy ground, the soybeans are starting to get stressed out. And I think, you know, we need a more diversified system, because I think more and more farmers are just raising corn and soybeans because the U.S. government is backing those crops with crop insurance and safety nets. And so I think, you know, I'm certainly thinking about what's our longer term game here, because this drought, you know, we see drier dries and wetter wets, and we see more temperature extremes. And that's what we, and weather extremes, and, you know, that's what farmers need to try to deal with. And we need to kind of not have all our eggs in one basket.
Yeah, as Devin mentioned, this is not the first drought in recent memory. It's not the worst drought in recent memory. What does it look like on the ground as a farm strategy to say, okay, we're going to hedge our bets a little bit and not be super exposed to drought, but also not be super exposed to overly wet conditions? How do you try to thread that needle?
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of the work that's going on around, you know, building soil health is really important, because that's about, you know, picking crops and cropping rotations that put deeper roots into the soil. So, you know, we need to add in like perenniality, like perennial systems. So like my husband and I, for example, we're managing about 120 acres or so now. So we established 20 acres of pasture last year, and we're looking to get that into a pasture-based beef system now that we don't have the dairy cows. You know, I think that that's what we need to look at. How can people add in both at the farm level, like diversified systems, not just monocrops, because then, you know, yeah, you have some backup if a crop goes down because it's too dry or too wet. But again, right now we have a governmental U.S. federal system that really pushes, like only supports a few number of crops and kind of puts people into this bind.
Are there systemic changes you could see that would lower that incentive to monocrop, to just plant lots and lots of soy or corn, or maybe some of both? What kind of incentive structure would you like to see to encourage farmers to diversify and be ready for different weather conditions?
Yeah, so we need, you know, we need the crop insurance systems that are for crops beyond just corn and soy. We, you know, right now, if you're growing forage for pasture, there's sort of limited options of what you can get crop insurance on. We also need to make sure that like our county land water conservation departments, our local NRCS, Natural Resource Conservation Service, offices are well staffed with the technical service people that can help farmers, because we do, you know, farmers need to kind of get an off ramp from the current systems and get an on ramp to some of these diversified systems. And so, you know, like the, and the taxpayer is footing the bill right now, because the taxpayer is paying for these crop insurance programs and the subsidies on the premiums, and that are really like So people look at their options and they try to think about the risks that they want to take. And so they're like, well, corn and soy seems to be the best bet because at least if I have a bad drought, I know that I'll be backed with these highly subsidized crop insurance products that the government backs. And so, we need diversification in like the cropping system, but the policy needs to go along and really put that safety net under a wider set of crops
Now, of course,
and system.
when there are dry conditions, irrigation is an option. How strong a solution is that? What are some of your concerns with having to rely on irrigation for longer periods of time, just in our last minute or so?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got to really watch our groundwater issues if we are starting to stick more and more high capacity wells in. I think irrigation can be part of a solution, but I think if we Wisconsin has been a kind of a dry land farming or without irrigation, and we've seen more and more high cap wells go in, and I think that's a concern, both with water quantity and then even quality as you draw down. So I think deeper roots in the soil, more perennials, more pasture-based systems, and Wisconsin can do it. We have a really great mix of things that we do now, and we have really great farmers.
Sarah, thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks.
That's Sarah Lloyd. She farms in Columbia County and is president of the Columbia County Farmers Union. Sarah works off-farm for the UW as a research coordinator in the Department of Community and Environmental Sociology. Earlier, we heard from Devin Biggs, morning meteorologist at NewsWatch 12 in Rhinelander, to talk about dry conditions around Wisconsin this summer. If you're experiencing them, if they're affecting your life and/or livelihood, we want to know about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Again, share your stories about droughts, current or past. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org.